You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
All in Black Party coming up soon, man. Listen.
Real soon. Like a Master P album. Coming real soon.
Limited tickets available to go see Daniel Caesar, his first appearance at KC, along with Love Macy and Soul Revival. All performing live at the Voodoo, November 10th.
Listen, man, I'm going to shoot it straight like this, man. I just saw a post last night that says limited tickets left. So if you're trying to be in the building, don't wait. Hurry up and get online, kprs.com, and get those details so you can get those tickets today.
Hurry up and buy.
Okay.
Hey, man, it is definitely going down this weekend at Arrowhead Stadium. The most hated Broncos are coming to town play. And
the most hated?
Them in Oakland, dog.
Tie?
Like, they are neck and neck.
They're like a tie right now?
Me, personally, I hate the Raiders more, but Denver is, like, right there. Here's what quarterback Patrick Mahomes had to say about his preparation against Denver this week.
I mean, I feel like every game against AFC West opponent is a tight one. It's always something that comes down to the end of the game, and I feel like with Coach Reed, I mean, he's just prepared us for every situation, and we've gotten lucky enough to come out on top of most of those games, and hopefully we can keep that trend going.
Well, you know, Brian, if you just
chill out, the ball down the field to Tyreek and Sammy, you will be all right. I will cut your mic off if you ever disrespect my quarterback again.
I'm not disrespecting that. We cool?
Hopefully Andy Reid will continue his dominance against the AFC West and their opponents. I believe he's like 20-6 or something like that in the past 3 years or so against Oakland, LA / San Diego, and Denver.
To say, I know he's been like just murdering the division right now.
Ever since he got here, he's really been dominating the AFC West. So hopefully that continues. The game is at 12 noon on CBS.
I know I'm not supposed to do this since it's Broncos, Chiefs, or whatever. I just want to shout out Shane Ray, Kansas City native. I know he plays for the Denver Broncos, but I just want to show him. Say what's
Shane
up.
Ray gets a pass. That's my dog because he got Chiefs tatted on his back and he plays with a different team.
That's a
so.
Real – and he might come here.
I hope he does. So I really want to, like, fully embrace Shane Ray. You know what I'm
but
saying?
But Von Miller gets all the hate, huh?
Von Miller gets all the hate, but I respect him because he is an absolute animal.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real, though.
Yeah, keep him away from Pat, okay? How about that?
Exactly.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
It is 6:22 right now on your Friday morning, 47 over Riverside. Time for the Shade with B'Shani.
Man, so Kelly Rowland has addressed skin bleaching rumors, right? I haven't even heard about this.
I haven't either.
This is ridiculous. It began circulating after she posted photographs of herself to social media to promote her Smoke and Mirrors eyewear collection. And here's what she had to say on her IG.
So I just landed in LA and I saw that a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, she bleaches her skin. Now, I never answer questions like this because I think it's so stupid or even say anything about comments about this. Oh my God, it's like, but I am not the one to bleach my skin, nor do I want to bleach my skin, nor do I have to bleach my skin. I don't even think that it's not for me. So don't go saying stupid stuff like that. You ever thought that it could be the lighting? Dude, I am still chocolate, forever chocolate, proud to be chocolate. Shout out to all my chocolate girls.
Yeah, shout out to her, yes.
Well, Kelly Rowland, fine.
Yes. I always liked her more than Beyonce.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, okay. I'm not saying Beyonce, brother. I ain't saying Beyonce ain't fine. I'm just saying I like Kelly.
Hey, brother. Hey.
Oh, brother. Whoa. You got too much dip on your chip.
Way too much dip on your chip right now.
Everybody got their different preferences. Yeah. Why y'all mad? What you hating on me for?
They are equally beautiful. We'll keep it at that.
They are.
Yeah.
But I can't have a preference. I can't like one more than the other.
You can have a preference.
What if I told you I like Latavia more than both of them?
You like Octavia better than both of them?
Oh, nah, Octavia. Who's that?
You talking about Latoya?
No, Latavia.
Who is the... that's the little one who I can't never pronounce her name right.
All
right,
because I say, who is Octavia?
Tuvernay.
Ava DuVernay? Is that what you're talking about?
So 50 Cent took to social media and posed the question, quote, so what if I told you next season is the last season of Power?
Whoa.
What would you say to me?
Whoa.
Now, I don't watch Power, but Shay is a big fan. And I think
I love Power.
You watch it too, okay.
I got to still finish the season.
Well, it appears that Power might be expanding. Now, according to sources, the drama showrunner Courtney Kemp has signed a multi-year overall deal with Starz parent company Lionsgate to develop a number of projects, including several inspired by the world of Power. So there could be some spinoffs coming up for Power.
Better be for Tommy.
Which one is he?
The white guy.
Okay, I seen. We talked to him on the show before, actually.
Okay, yeah gangster.
Oh, and then 50 Cent, he also signed a deal with like Starz or something a couple weeks ago or so.
Get that money, 50.
Right. Cardi B has revealed that she was offered seven figures for a photo of her daughter, Culture. This is what she had to say during a recent radio interview that she had the other day.
I personally, even my own husband, like, we just don't want to show our baby right now. I got offered seven figures, like no 500, over a million. I haven't, it's just, I'm just not ready yet. I'm not even ready yet to have a damn babysitter, and I really, really need one.
That's real.
Man, but can you imagine, like what if somebody offered you like five figures for photos of CJ?
What would you do?
You wouldn't give up?
The entrepreneur in me be like, yeah, let's do it. But I would definitely have to defer to the mom on that because, like I said, that's a joint decision right there. So just because how I feel about it, like I said, that's a joint decision with that. If Offset don't want it, she ain't going to have it. Now, I'm pretty sure she's the one shutting that down, not Offset, right?
Yeah, boy,
$5 million just for a picture?
That's a bag. Ooh, boy.
That could go to tuition or something.
Man, I don't know who took this picture. I had it.
Right.
Here. Like, I was at the park.
Leak that mug like that song money.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
Good morning, y'all. I'm mad because my phone fell in the washing machine. I was so hot. So I put it in some rice because that really does work.
What?
No, like, dead serious. That works. Like, the last time I dropped my phone in water, I put it in rice. It had to be in there for like 3 days, but it came through.
See, that's why you need an iPhone. Because we waterproof, baby.
I can't stand an iPhone.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
They only have one button.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm with you.
You have to have, ooh, I'm trying not to cuss, Jesus. I can't stand iPhones because you have to have iTunes just to put music on your phone. Don't
preach on that broomstick.
That's another bill. Like, I can't.
Preach on that broomstick. What kind of phone you got right now?
Well, the phone I had to switch to is...
She got a jitterbug.
It's a raggedy LG. I hate LG, yeah, too. I'm a Samsung person. I love Samsung.
Yeah, come on back to
but
the Samsung.
I'm coming. I'm as soon as I can. But I had to switch back to my LG. And the reason I had to switch from this phone because I dropped it a bunch of times. So it's got, like, black spots in the screen. I can't even see everything.
I ain't got no black spots on mine. And I drop mine in the water all the time. I'm good over here.
Look.
I'm done with your raggedy iPhone.
Listen, you mad? You really mad this morning?
Listen, most iPhone people just buy it because they seen the commercial and they want to follow the trends. Okay, we the leaders out here, so don't worry about that.
I never had these issues y'all talking about either.
I don't have any issues either, Brian. Okay.
So I'm not worried about them raggedy iPhones. Tell with the one button.
There you go. Tell them what's good. What's your name?
It's Elena from Top City.
Top City.
All right, Elena.
Are you the one who been trying to sneak in the bacala?
Yes.
Come on back, man. We got to holler at you next time I'm up out there.
I'm going to try. I work Thursday nights. I'm going to have to, like, request off just to be able to come back to bacala because I did have fun.
That's what's up. I appreciate you calling in.
No problem. Y'all have a good day.
All right, now.
Bye. You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Played the investigation into the mailing of 10 pipe bombs to prominent Americans now centers on Florida. And according to USAtoday.com. Now, although tight-lipped officials are saying little about the probe, it has been revealed that several of the packages may have passed through a postal distribution center in Opa-locka, that's in Florida. Yesterday, former Vice President Joe Biden and actor Robert De Niro were added to the list of people who were targeted with the packages. Both have been critical of President Donald Trump. So that's the thing that you know, that some of the recipients have. But here's what ABC's Aaron Katursky is reporting on down in Florida.
Law enforcement agencies are now deploying additional resources to South Florida to pursue evidence as they try to track down whoever sent pipe bombs through the U.S. mail. FBI analysts have been examining the undetonated devices, and ABC News has learned the authorities are chasing promising leads that point to South Florida as the suspected origin.
Crazy times, man. They're looking for fingerprints. They're looking for all of that stuff on these packages.
Florida man is getting out of control.
Yeah, Florida and you know, just the overall feeling of some people in the country. You know, it doesn't have to come to this, man. I just feel like we can always talk things out. Let our, you know, differences be heard.
How do you think the post office people are feeling right now?
Ah, man, I have no clue.
Would you want to handle any package right now down there in Florida?
Absolutely not.
Or down there in Miami, Opelika, and all that?
I wouldn't want to handle any package anywhere right now.
That's crazy. I saw Robert De Niro talk. We're not talking about it, but just people responding to what he's going through. Like, what? That's crazy. All these people got bombs coming to their house?
Yeah.
But that's okay. I like how some of the people say, you know, because that's terrorism too, if you think about it.
Oh, it's fear, domestic terrorism,
like,
definitely.
Like, that's what they're trying to do, to shut people up by talking about President Trump, and it ain't going to stop. So yeah, that's one thing these people need to know. It's not going to stop. We're going to be on the president's head until he gets the country right. That's the real deal.
Y'all see anything suspicious, man, don't hesitate to say anything to, you know, the authorities or something, man, for real.
Yeah, a little detail could be a lot.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I don't know if you saw this yesterday. The Brooklyn Nets, they'll be honoring the late, great, Notorious B.I.G. with a Coogee-inspired jersey. Have you seen these jerseys?
I have. They're nice.
They look extra fresh.
Yeah.
Now, the colors on the jerseys, it's on the outline of the jersey, so it'll be on the collar and
around the
sleeves.
Yeah.
It'll be Coogee inspired. It'll have yellow, blue, red, orange, and black. And it'll go along the trim of the black jersey. It's a really good look. I'm gonna try to post that on our Hot 103 Jams Facebook page so you can tell us what you think.
You know they gotta wear the Coogee socks too, right? That'll be dope. Wear the Coogee socks.
You know somebody gonna do it.
That'll be super dope. Have some Stan's Coogee socks to wear with the
or NBA they can socks. They can wear. Have you seen LeBron's new shoes? Because they look kind of like Coogee inspired.
Yeah, I think I've kind of seen them.
So yes, you know in the NBA uniforms, somebody always gonna freak them out. They always gonna put a little extra on it. But that's really cool for the Brooklyn Nets and for the NBA to allow them to do that. I really like that.
We need LA to do something now for like Snoop or something, huh?
Oh yeah, everybody wear nose piercings for Pac or something. Everybody on the Lakers.
We'll put chronic leaks on the Lakers jersey on the
LA. Oh my God, chill out.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It is now 7:23:46 out in Raymore. Time for the Shade with Bishani.
Need to wish a couple of happy birthdays to some of our celebrity friends. My dog William Bootsy Collins.
Oh
yeah,
Bootsilla baby.
Yeah, he turned 67 today. That's my dog.
That's a young 67 right there.
I'd rather be with you.
Yeah, baby bubble.
Chaz Lamar Shepard, you know him from Woman Thou Art Loose and Set It Off. He turns 41 today. Schoolboy Q, he turns 32
School
today.
Schoolboy Q, ASAP Q, where the bread at?
Let's see, who else? Oh, Hillary Rodham Clinton. She turns 71 today.
Happy birthday.
A young 71.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and sing of it.
Oh, that'd be glad about it?
Right. Phaedra Parks. Phaedra, my bad. She turns 45 today.
Fix it, Jesus.
Toya Wright, author, reality star, ex-wife of Lil Wayne. She turns 35 today. Mm. Happy birthday to everybody born on October 26th. So, Play, Lil Mo has taken to social media to reveal that she is hanging up her microphone and is going to begin practicing law.
Oh, yeah.
Stacey Shaw, you better watch out.
Really watch out right there.
So you get caught up in a speeding ticket or something, or you know, you get in trouble with the law. You calling Lil Mo?
Got to. Really? Superwoman over there. Da 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 da. Yeah. Come save me real quick.
Oh, my super power.
Cause she had them long braids too. Is she coming to courtroom?
No, she better come looking professional.
Oh, man. She'll have hell. Like, her commercials would be lit though. Think about
the jingle. Oh, yeah. She gonna sing on the jingle show.
You hear Roger White's jingles. Hey. Wait till you hear Lil Mo's jingles, bro.
Hey, she ain't gonna need CJ the DJ to do her.
What up, CJ?
The 2018 Soul Train Award nominees have been unveiled, and her is in the lead with the most nominations with 7 nods. Bruno Mars and Cardi B trail behind with 6 nominations. Beyonce, SZA, Ella Mai, Daniel Caesar, Childish Gambino, and Ashanti have been nominated as well. Erykah Badu has hosted the event in the past, will receive the Legend Award.
Okay.
And Faith Evans, she will be honored with the Lady of Soul Award.
Nice.
Martin Starrs, Tisha Campbell, and Tashina Arnold, they'll host the award show, which will air on BET and BET Her on November 25th.
They got to sing their song, huh?
Oh, you know what? They might do the joint from Little Shop of Horrors.
There we go.
Wasn't they in there? Wasn't both of them in there in that movie?
I definitely knew Tisha. I can't remember if Tashina was there, but definitely Tisha. Yes, definitely was in. That's the first time I saw her. Oklahoma City's finest, Tisha Campbell. What up, girl?
She from Oklahoma City?
She from the city, bro.
I had no clue.
Yeah.
I thought she was from the East Coast or something.
Her and Color Me Bad.
Color Me Bad is from Oklahoma City, too?
Oklahoma City, yes.
You lying.
Hey, if I'm lying, I'm flying Delta right now.
Ooh.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We're supposed to be having Darren Weddle on the show this morning. Darren is the independent 13-year-old boy who was assaulted and bullied on a video that went viral this week that really, you know, sent everybody in an uproar. They're running a little late right now, but they are on the way to the show, and we're going to have them as promised. You know, we're going to talk about his story. We're going to talk about bullying and the effects that it has on some kids. I just think that, you know, when some people are doing these type of things, they don't realize how this is affecting the other person.
Yeah. It not only affects them, it affects probably other students as well, because they see the same things, you know, and they might not want to speak up or whatnot because they're afraid of what might happen to them if they do the same. So,
right.
Yeah, it just doesn't affect one people. It affects a whole school. It affects people around them, too. So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, definitely got to get that word out. Bullying is not cool at all, just so everybody knows this, right?
You know, and this affects self-esteem. This affects emotions. This affects how other people deal with, you know, certain things that come into their life. And it also affects attendance because they don't even want to come to school.
Yeah.
You know, or and deal with this type of
school.
Stuff.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So Darren Weddle and the family, they're coming on the show, and they're on their way. They're running a little late. So we'll have that for you coming up at around 7:53 on a Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Thank God we got our special guest in the building. Darren Weddle is in the building, along with his mother, Miss Emily Bridges. And of course, you know Darren from that frightening video. Independence 13-year-old boy, he was assaulted, bullied, went viral. The whole town was talking about it. Matter of fact, this thing has went nationwide.
Yeah.
And a couple of the national outlets are talking about it this morning. And we want to thank you all for coming on, taking the time, and having the courage to come on the show and talk about this with us. We appreciate you all.
Thank you.
So, Darren, how you feeling this morning, fam?
Good.
So I'm gonna start it out with the incident. What was going through your mind at the time when those boys started bullying you?
Just frightened.
You were frightened?
Yeah.
I when I first saw the video and I saw the gun.
Yeah.
Can you confirm if that gun was real or not?
I have no idea if the gun was real or not.
Okay.
Just the fact that you had to even see that is just crazy in itself, right?
Yeah.
Emily Bridges, who is the mother of Darren, what was the first thoughts that went through your mind when you first saw this video, or when he came and told you about it?
The first thoughts was, which kid am I going to find first?
Yeah. Which is natural for, you know, a mother.
Yeah.
And then I was hurt and I was sad. At first, I was upset that Darren didn't defend himself. And then I really didn't understand his fear and why he, you know, just wanted to get away.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hurt just that anybody could treat somebody that way, you know, and then to see that it was my own son and it to be live right in front of my face. And to see how much it hurt my younger son when he watched the video. It was really heartbreaking.
Yeah. Darren, how has your life changed throughout this experience? How have people been reaching out to you for inspiration? What's been going on?
Good. I think it's better for me because I used to act the same way as those kids did.
Really?
I mean...
Did you act that way?
No, I mean, I didn't point guns at people or didn't bully, but I like to just...
Tried to fit in with those kids.
Tried to fit in with them and be bad.
Yeah.
And now you realize that was not okay to try to fit in with those kids at all, ever.
Yeah, the wrong crowd to be hanging out with.
Yeah.
Did you know those kids?
Yeah. Did you know them?
Not really. They're friends with my friends. That's what it really is.
Yeah.
I bet you got a lot of new friends now, a lot of good friends now, though, in your life right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the one thing that that somebody said to you recently that's probably kept your spirits up the most, or like anything you remember that somebody said to you that's stuck in your head right now?
Well, last night a guy from a band, Joey Cox, did a shout out for me on Facebook.
Joey Cuts is a good friend of the show, so
yeah. I can speak for Brian and a lot of people I know that saw this story. We were all outraged about this. No matter what age, color. Any of that. I wasn't with that at all, and bullying is definitely not cool. What would you say to those kids listening right now who are probably bullying other kids or thinking that's funny, or even their friends think that stuff like that is cool? What would you say to those kids right now listening? Darren.
I think that that bullies just need better help, and bullies should not feel right when they bully. They should be able to feel like any of other kids, that just because people usually bully because they want to fit into crowds or they want to be cool, or they just have something going on in their life they want to bully.
I was going to say most of the bullies I know were probably bullied when they were kids, so it's one of those things they're just passing on because it's what they knew.
So Darren, what inspiration can you provide some kids who are going through the same thing that you're going through? They're going to school right now. They might be scared of a kid at school, or what source of inspiration can you provide to them, or what words of wisdom do you have?
Just do the same thing that I did and walk off and tell an adult instead of fighting back.
Darren, man, listen. We appreciate you so much for coming on the show and sharing with us and having the courage to step up and talk about this issue, because this issue is prevalent not only in our community, but around the United States. Right. So this is really a big deal.
Yeah.
So we have some gifts that we want to give you.
Yeah.
You know, on behalf of the radio station, on behalf of Hot 103 Jams and The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine, we have some gifts we want to give you. We want to take some pictures, do a couple of videos, and give you a warm reception, man, because you definitely deserve it, because you've been through a lot this past week, man. We definitely appreciate you, Darren Weddle and Emily Bridges. Yes. Thank you so much for the sacrifices, for bringing you all onto the show. We appreciate it so much.
And let's help stop bullying here, not just Kansas City, but just everywhere.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you see something, I don't want to say bully the bully, but say something or do something.
Yeah.
Because some kids are... Tell an adult, because some kids are you know, they can feel kind of helpless in these situations and they don't know what to do. So with that said, thank you all so much for joining us on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823. 8:23 right now on your Friday morning, 46 downtown. Time for the shade to be shining.
Kelly Rowland has addressed skin bleaching rumors which began circulating after she posted photographs of herself to social media to promote her Smoke and Mirrors eyewear collection. And yeah, Play, this is sad that she has to address this, but nonetheless, right. Here's what she had to say.
So I just landed in L.A., and I saw that a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, she bleaches her skin. Now, I never answer questions like this because I think it's so stupid or even say anything about comments about this. Oh my God. Like, but I am not the one to bleach my skin, nor do I want to bleach my skin, nor do I have to bleach my skin. I don't even think that it's not for me. So don't go saying stupid stuff like that. You ever thought that it could be the lighting? Dude, I am still chocolate, forever chocolate. Proud
yes,
to be
you
chocolate.
Are. Man.
Shout out to all my chocolate girls.
Oh, yes, man. Shout out to them.
Take her in a bowl of chocolate Cheerios. Let's get it.
What? What is you on this morning?
Oh, man. Chocolate love. Love.
Shout out to Soul Revival.
Yeah, man.
50 Cent took to social media and posed a question. So what if I told you next season is the last season of Power? What would you say to me?
No!
You a big Power fan just like Shay. You would be sad, right?
Yeah. That would be not cool.
Well, here's the thing. There could be an expansion of Power. There could be some spinoffs to Power. All so, right, you know, he just signed that a new deal with Starz, right?
Yeah, okay.
And then also the drama show's runner, Courtney Kemp, she signed a multi-year overall deal with Starz parent company Lionsgate. So this could develop into a number of projects, including several inspired by the World of Power spinoffs.
This is a big rich town. Yeah, give me one with Tommy. We'll be good.
Cardi B has revealed that she was offered seven figures for a photo of her daughter, Culture.
Ooh.
Here's what she had to say during a recent radio interview.
I personally, even my own husband, like, we just don't want to show our baby right now. I got offered seven figures, like, no 500, over a million. I haven't, it's just, I'm just not ready yet. I'm not even ready yet to have a damn babysitter, and I really, really need one.
Man, listen, if somebody offered me $5 for my baby pictures, y'all can have them right now.
Right now. You want to see toes? What you want to see?
What are you talking about, honey?
Let me ask you this, though, man. What? Would you want to be the babysitter?
Nah.
Could you imagine messing up and Offset coming to the crib?
I'm going to put the drip on your plate.
Drip.
4-8-8.
Man, you think you've been cussed out? Get cussed out by Offset and Cardi coming home for not watching the kid, right? Watching Culture.
Offset what? For all the 5-5? I still ain't scared of Offset.
Shoot. Jay-Z pulled up on Offset.
It'll be Cardi B that you had to be more afraid of, dog. Like, hearing that mouth, you don't want to hear that. What you doing with my baby?
You know,
I got all
right,
of them.
That's what I was going to say. That's what you get. Rubber. And then she's going to laugh, too, after that beatdown. You ain't lying.
Now, that's my kind of stuff.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.